Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, June 1st. We're here guestless, not by design, by flaking out.
Thanks for showing up.
Yes, thank you for being here, everybody. Danny is here, and that's all that matters. Everybody else can go to hell. You know, it's fucking bullshit, man.
And it's just like, the whole, hey, I definitely texted you or emailed you. You didn't get them. Hello, it's 2018. Technology is very advanced. When an email or text goes through, we're going to get it.
Or you can contact me on Facebook, right?
Right.
Okay, but we're not going to trash the guest. We'll just keep on going.
Yep.
So how are you this morning?
I'm fabulous this morning.
Wow, I'm glad to hear.
Yep.
Why, were you able to get some sleep? Finally?
I got some wiener.
Wiener. I guess that's what it is. I should have known by the look in your eyes. She's like, no, it's not the sleep. It's not the sleep.
Really? Although I did get a great night's sleep. I like literally passed out at like 9:45.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, see ya.
So this went on earlier.
Yeah, like he got to my house at like 7 and left at like 9:30.
Oh. Is that somebody you know or is it new?
It's the same Middle Eastern guy that locked me in the garage.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Love him.
Wait, locked you in the garage? I don't remember that
remember
story.
Remember that story? Remember I told you I went to his job and he wanted to hook
up?
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah.
He wanted to hook up with me in the like his mini office closet. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Yeah. And he got so pissed because he was horny. He locked me in the garage. I was like, all right. It was funny for 5 minutes, but it's not funny anymore.
Yeah.
We have like a love-hate relationship.
So you stayed in touch through
all
this?
We don't really talk.
Said he was going back to his country, no?
No.
No, so he lives
here. Yeah, that's another Middle Eastern.
Oh, so
getting my Middle
here.
Easterns confused.
I am. I don't know. I'm sorry.
This one lives here. He owns a bunch of restaurants.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So, well, we congratulate you.
Thank you so much.
For getting a wiener last night. A winning wiener.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Sorry, Mom and Dad.
I know. I can't believe how easily young people hook up, you know? It's like the easiest thing.
Well, no. I mean, I think I hooked up with him because it's like recycled.
Right.
And it's like someone I know, someone I used to, and I know that he doesn't sleep with anyone without a condom. Mm. Like, he always uses a condom.
Right.
So I don't feel like trashy or dirty after I sleep with him. It's like the dudes that I know are out here like sleeping with girls unprotected where I'm like, no.
Right.
But I'd rather sleep with him than add another number to my list.
Yeah.
You know?
You see, that's different. Guys would do the opposite.
The complete opposite. Like, yeah. Oh, I've already had her.
Exactly. Give me a new one.
Exactly.
To devour, you know. And but, you know, what amazes me is how easily people on Tinder hook up, you know. I mean, did I tell you about my son the other night?
No, but where was he? Where did he disappear to?
Oh, the other night when
he
wasn't home?
Didn't come home.
Well, okay, so he connected with someone on Tinder. That night, he brought her to his mom's house because they were on the other side of town. So he took her to his mom's house, banged her, and came home in the morning. So
that's
where he was. I said, next time, at least text me. Let me know you're not coming home.
And like that you're alive.
Right.
So I can know that like this cat is still yours. It's not mine.
Yeah, exactly. Which doesn't seem that way anymore. I'm more with the cat than he is.
Well, that's what kids do. They're like, oh, he'll take care of him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I mean, the cat cries all the time, so I feed him, and that, I don't know if I overfeed him or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But and that cat gets all over the fucking place.
Yeah,
man.
That's what cats do.
Yeah.
They climb on cabinets. They sleep
cabinets,
on couches,
refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they'll go anywhere.
Yeah, pretty
much. It's not like a dog at all.
No,
it's
but
so different.
Yeah, on that Tinder note, that is very interesting because I've actually know people that have been on Tinder and that same night have like slept with the person.
Right.
Tinder's a sex app. Basically,
well, it is for younger people.
Yeah.
I remember when I got on it and I was going for women about my age, it wasn't like that. Mm-hmm. They're all like, I'm looking for a relationship, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But maybe Tinder turned out to be that way.
I think it's always been a sex app.
Really?
Yeah. I feel from jump, it's been known to be like, if you're on Tinder, we are not looking for a serious relationship. We're looking for some serious fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
I've never
I
had
know.
Tinder, but I had Bumble.
Yeah.
I think Bumble is like more of like a dating app.
Yeah, it seems like it, because the women are in control pretty much as far as starting the conversation.
It sucks because, like, you don't want to judge a book by its cover, but, like, I deleted Bumble because every single person that was coming up on my page, I was like, bah.
Really? Not your type?
No.
No, okay.
No.
So you need to stick with Tinder.
No, I don't use Tinder.
Oh, you don't?
I'm going to stick to just fucking the same person until I meet somebody at the grocery store.
That's true.
And plus, once I have sex, I'm good for, like, a couple of months.
So you don't feel you don't feel a need to be on dating apps and things like that.
No,
right?
And I'm old now. I'm 30.
Oh, wow.
And I still don't feel the
very
need.
Old.
And I still
you
don't feel the
me
need.
Up for that.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
Dates are so awkward, too.
Yeah.
They are. Like, they're just like an awkward, like, you sit at dinner, you're like, so tell me about yourself. Meanwhile, you know, the guy sitting across from you is just thinking of what you look like naked.
Right.
So it's kind of hard because, like, you want to, like, start a relationship off as a friendship, but you also want to start off a relationship kind of sexual, because what if he's horrible in bed and I just invested 6 months into dating you and now I never want to sleep with you ever again?
Right.
You know, so it's like a lose-lose situation. It's such a gamble.
I know, and usually, I don't know, from what I've talked to people and my experience, the first time is usually not that great.
Yeah, no.
You know?
Because
you don't know each other, really. You
right.
know? Unless you're both fucked up and you don't care, you know? You just kind of go at it.
Exactly.
But otherwise, it's like, yeah, you know, I mean, many people don't even come on the first, you know, night or day, whatever.
Like, I will say, like, the guy that I hooked up with last night, we've only had sex 3 times. Mm-hmm. And first time was great, but I was also drunk.
Yeah.
Second time, I was like, no, but I also really hated him. Mm-hmm. And last night, we were just kind of, like, on that same mutual, like, let's just have fun with each other. Let's end the drama. Because we fight for no reason. Like,
right.
We literally hate each other for no reason. So we're like, let's not have drama. Let's just hook up, have fun, enjoy the summer, whatever. And I don't need to hook up with him every day. I don't care if you're hooking up with other girls, because I don't want to be with you. I feel like if we were supposed to be together, we would have been together by now. But
that's true.
But
that's
this true. Last night, the sex was great.
Well, cool. Mm-hmm. We'll celebrate that.
Woo, woo. Yeah, yeah.
So you're good for a couple months.
Yeah,
now.
Yep. I actually am. Like, I have, like, no desire. I'm so good now. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thanks for stopping by. Come again.
Yeah.
See, when I'm in love or if I'm in a relationship, I can have sex every day. But I'm not in love with him.
Yeah.
And I know I'm not going to be sleeping with anybody random. So I'm okay if we don't have sex again for another month.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But every day, that's a lot. I mean, that's not sustainable, you know?
I used to have sex with my ex every day.
Yeah, for how many years?
We were together for like 9 months.
Oh, 9 months. Okay, well, it's still fresh.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine years later. But still, 9 months is pretty good.
Yeah. He cheated on me like 1,000 times.
Really?
Fuck you, Marty.
Like, he didn't get enough every day that he needed to cheat on you.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I don't know what it is with guys. I think, like, seriousness scares some people.
Yeah.
Like, when they're like, oh, my God, I've been sleeping with the same person for 9 months. Are we together? And what kills me is when guys are with somebody, meeting the family, going on dates, and then after it ends, they're like, well, we were never together.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck do you mean we weren't together? You met my entire family. Of course we were together.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Guys are weird.
Yeah, very much so. I think they've just gotten too spoiled. It's gotten so easy for them.
Yeah,
you know?
So easy.
It really is.
But if you think about it, it's not as easy in different states. Like, I feel like in Boston, everyone I know is in a serious relationship because there's not that many options and there's not that many places to go. If you're in a city like Los Angeles, you could literally go to Newport Beach for a weekend, have whatever women you want out there, and then come back to LA and then go to the clubs and have whoever you want here. And people are in and out like tourists.
Right.
So you could have someone from Miami or someone from Chicago that you know is leaving on Monday. So it's different.
That's true.
It's so hard. Like, I was at the club. I went to the club 2 nights ago and I was sitting out front and I saw guys that I like know. They're not like super famous, but famous enough for me to know who they are. And on their Instagrams, they rep like their girlfriends heavy, heavy, heavy. And every single dude that I saw at the club was with another chick, not his girl.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, wow. But you're over here on social media, like telling your girl and the rest of the world how much you love her. But you're in the club right now kissing and holding hands with someone who's definitely not her.
They don't care. I mean, they don't care that people find out.
And it's like, you're kind of known. Like, what if I took a picture of you and posted it?
Right.
And just, like, blasted you? I mean, it's not my business. I'm not a TMZ reporter. But if I was, like, you'd be fucked.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, loyalty is just so hard because vagina is just so available.
Yeah.
And so are men. Because there's girls out there that are looking just for that.
Really?
Like, literally go out.
That's not hard for them, though.
No, not at all. They just have to go out.
Exactly.
And the first
just be there.
Yeah, first guy with the VIP section, they're like, yes. I am coming right over.
That's how you do it.
I'll take the glass of Moet and a shot of Don Julio 1942.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
It's literally all it takes for girls to get naked.
No.
I'm like, can you take me to dinner at least? Can you take me to get some steak? I love steak.
Yeah, I know. Well, relationships are crazy, man. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. But now that my son lives with me, I'm starting to see all these things going on. I'm
oh,
like, what
side
the
note.
Fuck?
You know? When he went to your ex-wife's house, right? To bang the Tinder chick?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. To his mom's house.
Okay. What was your ex-wife doing? Did she not know? Did she know?
Maybe she did, you know, but I think he came late. They were probably sleeping.
In the morning when she wakes up and she like...
in the middle of the night, like, maybe her hearing some moans or something. I don't know what the fuck, man. But I'd rather him taking her there than my house.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine like being awakened by moans and shit?
I have been.
Really?
It pisses me.
Oh yeah,
it
with your roommates.
Me off. Yes.
Yeah.
Like last night,
I think it's a form of sexual abuse. You know?
No. And okay.
Yeah,
that's dramatic.
It is because you're exposing someone to something they don't want, and you're making them feel uncomfortable. I'm telling you. Once I was in earlier in life, I was in rehab. But not because I needed it. Yeah. All I was doing is smoking weed, but I had a problem with bipolar. So altogether, I was just like a mess.
Oh, really? So this was earlier this year?
No. This was like 20, 30 years ago.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
25 years ago.
Okay.
So that's a long time. And all I was doing is, you know, but back then, it's like, yeah, you're smoking marijuana, you're addicted, you know. But then I went for a dual diagnosis because I also had bipolar.
Right.
So I was just a mess, you know.
Right.
I was a big mess. And I thought this would be a good opportunity to go and just take a break from life for a couple weeks. You know? So I ended up being there with all these heroin addicts and alcoholics and shit. And had to stand there and say, hi, I'm Sam, I'm an addict, blah, blah, blah. That was not the case. But what I do remember from then is the guy next to me in the room when we were sleeping was fucking, you know, whacking off. And I'm like hearing him. And I'm like, this is sex abuse, you know. I don't want to be exposed to this. I don't need to hear him masturbating next to me. What the fuck?
Wait, did you report this?
I did, I think. I don't want to deal with this again.
I'm a woman and I would never want to hear somebody jacking off. I think the whole jerking off thing is so weird to me. I don't understand how that's enjoyable for anybody.
Oh, well, yeah, because you don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have a penis, so.
No, but you have other things you could play with. But you said you don't.
Yeah, no. I've only heard my roommate hook up like once or twice. And I was like, eh. Like last night, my roommates, they come back today. But last night was my last night with the apartment by myself. Uh-huh. And I realized after I had sex with Samir that I just can't. I can't ever have sex if anybody's home.
Yeah.
Because I'll be so loud. Like he told me to be quiet and nobody was home. I was like, be quiet.
I know. The neighbors.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I would be like that. I'm like self-conscious. Everybody
He's
that
like,
comes
be
to
quiet.
My house, be quiet.
I'm like, you know no one's home, right? It's just us.
What's the need, though, to scream so loud?
I don't think it happens all the time because there's times where I'm not like that. I think he just came like with the mentality like I'm gonna make this girl fall in love with me. So he pulled out like every stop in the book. And I was like, where did this come from? Who are you?
Wow.
I'm gassing him up so hard right now.
That's fine. That's funny, though.
I saw him at a party a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was like with a chick holding hands and she kept staring at me. And I'm like, I'm not going to cause a scene at this party. Plus, she's ugly. And last night I asked him about it. I'm like, so what's up with that girl? He goes, oh, yeah, I just smashed her that night and never talked to her again.
Really?
I was like, what the hell? He goes, just don't be crazy, okay? I was like, I won't.
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't understand people. I really don't. But sex makes the world go round, you know? I mean, you can't.
It does make you in a better mood. Like, it makes you feel, like, less stressed.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. But well, it's for also guys, it's because the sack is empty.
Yeah, right? That's true.
Like Jessica says.
Yeah. Thanks, Jessica. Thanks for giving Sam his new new tagline.
My go-to tagline. Yeah. Keep the sack empty.
But I mean, I think that's true, but I feel like guys sleep with multiple women during the week. Like, so yeah. I don't think keeping the sack empty has to do with the fact that he's still going to be like looking in other places at all times.
Right. Well, but she's talking more about marriage, I think, you know.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, in your situation, it's like, yeah, there's no commitment, you know.
Zero, none.
Yeah.
I'm like, can you take me to the movies? Just kidding, but call me.
Yeah, fucking, yeah. Treat me like a woman, you know. Be nice. But I think you guys enable these guys, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, because
think about how easy it was. He locked me in a garage and he still came over and had sex with me.
Right.
I shouldn't ever talk to him again, but here I am,
yeah,
desperate and horny and just don't want to add another number to my belt. So I'm like, come over, I guess.
So, yeah. So you make shit out of yourself, though, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think that's cool. I really don't. Get yourself a fucking vibrator and stop dealing with these guys.
It's not the same.
Well, then get a dildo with it, too.
Oh, man. So my mom just told my sister that she's going away for the night, so she's going to need a car because my mom and my sister share a car. And she said that she's going to her cousin's beach house in Newport Beach. Mom, you're lying. You're definitely hanging out with Dad behind our back.
Really?
That's what we. That's the assumption.
Well, that's a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing.
No, you want them to be separated because you don't think they're okay together, or what?
Number one, as I blame every single bad relationship I've ever been on my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, because think about it. My dad first cheated on my mom when we were 13. She took him back. They fought for a decade. She cheated on him. He forgave her. They got renewed their vows, whatever. Then my dad continued to cheat. And then he just said, hey, I'm leaving. Get your own apartment. You cry yourself to sleep for like 4 months straight. And the second he realizes you might be dating someone else,
he wants you back. Yeah.
What kind of example are you setting for your children who are single?
Right.
And don't you ever wonder why your children are single?
There's a thought there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, I don't want them to get back together. I feel like at some point you have to be a man, Dad, and accept the fact that when you make your bed, you got to lay in it. You chose to leave Mom.
Yeah.
And don't put her through the same shit, because what? You're going to get back with her, move back in, and then what? You're going to get bored again. You guys are going to start fighting again. And then what? You're going to leave again? Break her heart again?
Right.
So, no, I don't want them to get back together. No.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad.
Well, it seems like there are men out there that have a wife and they have to fuck around too. I don't know what that is, but to me, it's like it's the worst thing you can do to a partner.
I think
is
so.
To cheat on them, you know. And these are the people that love you and all that. So why would you hurt the people that love you the most? You know. So it's a very selfish act.
Yeah.
And so I've always made a decision early on when I was cheated on at 16, 17, that I'm never going to cheat on anybody.
Yeah,
you know? And I hate it.
Right.
I really hate
it. I've never, ever cheated on anyone either, but I've definitely partaked in being a side chick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I will say, I can't sit here and say I've never, like, known a guy had a girlfriend and, like, had him over and chilled with him and, like, actually did, like, date-like stuff with them.
Really?
Knowing that they are going home to the person that they quote unquote love.
Yeah.
Mind you, none of those guys are with the same girl, because once a cheater, always a cheater, and you will get caught.
Yeah. And if he cheats with you, he'll probably cheat on you later.
Exactly.
That's what people don't understand.
I'm like, hello, you are with him because he cheated on his girlfriend. You don't think he's going to cheat on you, girl?
Yeah.
A lot of girls cheat too.
Then
they can get away with it.
It's because they want to have it both ways, you know. But the thing is that you have to sacrifice something, you know. And if you don't commit to that, then to me you're a piece of shit, you know. Because you're wasting somebody else's time. You're hurting them. And I don't see the need for it. I mean, if you want different women, then divorce your wife first.
I know, I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
Why do both?
Because
they need an emotional support from the wife
mm-hmm.
and the sex from a mistress. Or,
right.
You know?
Yep.
That's terrible, man.
I know.
I mean, think about when people say, you won't believe how many married men are on like dating apps and stuff.
Yep.
Or women too, I'm sure.
Remember that? What was that thing that got blown up? It was like A-list people, Mademoiselle or something. What was the website called?
Okay, I'll tell you what it is. I know what you're talking about. Mademoiselle. Okay, it's pretty close. It's it's Ashley Madison.
Yes, okay, not even close. I knew there was an M in there somewhere.
It's okay.
Yeah,
so it was Ashley Madison.
She lost so much money.
It's not a she, let me tell you.
Ashley Madison's not
a
woman?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's a corporation.
No, and it's a corporation now, but a woman started it.
No.
Are you sure?
No, I'm sure. You know what? I know why they named it. I interviewed the owner one time a few years ago here on the show. Yeah, Binderman, whatever his first name was. But no, it's a corporation, a company started by a guy in Canada, I believe. And the Ashley Madison is he looked for the most popular female names at the time.
Wow, smart. How they're not still in business though, right?
I think they are.
They probably lost so much money though.
They did. Because I thought they would never recover. Because they were hacked. Yeah, they were hacked.
That was definitely an inside job too. Like someone who just got fired or was like on their way out.
Yeah, who knows, you know? But look, it's still on. Affairs of discreet married dating.
That's so horrible.
Yeah. Life is short, have an affair. So it hasn't really changed.
Oh my God, what a horrible tagline. Life is short, have an affair.
But listen, they're just picking on something that's already there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're saying, shit, those people are going to cheat anyway. Let's match them up. But I'll bet you there's a lot more men than women on here. You know? It's always like that.
Yeah, I think so. I think that women have the ability and the compassion to, even if they are really unhappy, to try to stick it out for as long as they can without doing anything like cheating.
Yeah. I just don't see a married woman going on a cheating site like this, you know? I mean, if you wanted something, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it facilitates much easier connection, you know?
Right.
Because if you're a married woman, what are you going to do? Pick up a guy, you know? You don't do that. So here it would be easier. But I can't imagine that this is the case. And look what pictures they show you, like the hottest women ever on their website.
Oh, so they're like escorts. Not real. They're escorts.
No, it's not even real. That's like the ad for their app.
Oh.
And it says not actual members of Ashley Madison. Oh. Of course not.
Just models we hire for this photo shoot.
Just bullshit. But they're making a lot of money, man. I'm sure.
Yeah, positively, yeah.
Yeah.
And that scandal was like years ago, I feel, right?
What's that?
That scandal was years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Maybe 4 years ago, three, four.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's quite some time ago.
They listed the credit cards and the names of people. I think they said at the time there were a lot of divorces and stuff because of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember reading it. Yeah. I mean, if my husband was on there, I'd be like, and I'm taking half and the kids, bitch. Bye. Don't forget, you're an elite member.
And the worst thing is if he hadn't even managed to connect.
Yeah, right. He was just on there because he had the thought. But I think even just the thought of signing up for something like that is enough for me to be like, you're out of my life.
Yeah.
I don't need you. And I don't need your cheating ass coming into my bed at night. And don't you love when women say that? Get out of my house. But it's really like the guy paid for it. Get out of my house. Get out of my bed.
I know.
And the guy's like, damn it.
The woman gets the house in the end because of the kids or something.
Especially if there's cheating. Oh, the courts don't like that, my friend.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So. Good. If someone cheats, they should eat shit. Really? I have no problem with that. So unemployment fell to a low, which is very good. It's at 3.8% of people that are not working that can work.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So I'm in that 3.8%.
Are you?
Touchy subject.
Yeah, that's true. Because sometimes they measure it with people that work part-time and, you know, things like that. So I don't know if they count them, they don't count them, whatever. So I guess Melania is absent. hasn't been seen or something. She's skipping skipping Camp David weekend. So, yeah, this is curious what's going on with them.
She hates him.
You think so?
Yeah, you could just see
maybe
them.
Now she does. You know, I don't think when they met she did.
Yeah, but I mean, how long ago was that? 15 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could just tell, like, when they're even... Did you see the viral video of when he went to go touch her hand and she, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
But then he had this picture with Kim Kardashian in his office. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what the fuck is that?
She's like, went to go talk about... She literally will look for any way to get new followers, basically.
Right, right.
She just wants to be talked about.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, she's active with victims and whatever it is. You know, she's got some charities or some activism for.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know really much about her. I just, like, everyone was like dumb and dumber.
Yeah.
He's yeah. a joke.
Well, in the news, the 30-year-old son that didn't move out of his parents' house
got into an altercation finally. With his dad.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Because they said he finally moved out of the house.
He got offered a full-time job.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting to know.
I forget the name of the company, but he got offered a full-time job after they saw his story because he was 30 and unemployed.
Right.
But he got, like, I guess the cops got called the other day because he got into a physical altercation with his dad.
Oh.
So that's probably why he's officially out.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the type of, yeah. That's, yeah, I mean, it's a total family drama here. And we've decided, yeah. So they sent him, like, a lot of notes to leave and shit. They offered him money. They offered him help with anything. But I don't see anything here about him getting a job.
He looks like the type of dude, I hate to say this, but he looks like the type of dude that, like, is going to get revenge on his parents.
Yeah.
Like, he just looks like he's got issues.
I know. He's just too stupid. He looks like a moron.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how his life is going to pan out in the next couple of years. Maybe this is what he needed for him to get back on his feet.
Yeah.
Like, his parents be like, you need to grow up.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to, we're adults now. We want to enjoy each other. We're not going to have our 30-year-old son.
Yeah.
Cock blocking. Goodbye.
Wow. So, yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. As you guys can see, we didn't prepare a lot. Because we expected a guest. I would love to go on ranting about guests not showing up, but, you know, I don't know. We're still going to have to see.
Yeah, I know. It's whack.
Yeah. But, you know, so this weekend, do you have any plans for the weekend?
I'm going out tonight.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything tomorrow. Like, I need to figure out some stuff because my roommate is moving out in, like, 5 days.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I got to figure out some stuff. So, Saturday, I'm going to stay in. Sunday, I'll probably just chill. Like, I think tonight will be my only... And I've been doing stuff since Wednesday, so I'm, like, kind of tired. Like, I don't even want to go out tonight, but I already made promises, so here I go.
I know that going out is just...
It's tiring. And then the next day you feel like a useless piece of crap because you just want to sleep.
So why do you do it?
Because so I have fun sometimes. Like last night I went to bed early.
Right.
Like he left at like 9:30. I was asleep like 15 minutes after he left. I'm not even kidding. Yeah. I like zonked out. And then I woke up early, went to the gym, and I got to go home, send a few emails, cook some food, get ready, go to a surprise birthday party.
Tough life.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
So difficult.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should be part of that 3.8%.
I know. God.
Well, you can find things to... obviously, you're not bored, so you find things to fill your time.
Right. And I don't mind staying at home.
Have you thought of like getting any like kind of skills or something so you can actually... You know, be hired as something else, like a bartender or something.
I already have my bartending license.
You do?
I got that when I was 17.
So why don't you do it?
I've literally applied. We've already had this conversation.
Oh, but I didn't know that you applied for
bartending, office jobs, you name it. I'm applying for it. Hostess. Yeah. I don't even care if I'm not behind the bar. Put me in front of a restaurant.
And you continue to send
every single day.
What the fuck?
I don't know. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
I need to look at your resume. I told you.
I know. But I have a great personality, too. So it's not like, at least just give me an interview. And if you don't like me at the interview, then don't hire me. I'm not even getting interviews.
Yeah, right. So like, obviously your resume sucks.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I definitely think it's not the best.
Okay. So, I mean, if you want help with that, that might be the, you know, what makes you turn around and actually
get a job,
find something.
Yeah. Because I'm going to go home, I think, because my brother's niece turns 2.
Right.
And my sister wants me to come home for her birthday party because I missed the first one.
Yeah.
So I might go home for like a week. And then I want to start working as soon as I get, like, I want to have like an actual like job.
Yeah.
Like a part-time job.
Well, if you want one, you gotta, like I said.
Ideally, I would just like want to work in the clubs.
Yeah.
Because it's just like easy hours, quick cash. But I'm also 30, so.
You're too old for that?
It's just like, how long am I going to do that for? I mean, I look
young.
Well,
don't worry about that, though. I mean, do it for a year or whatever. Yeah,
save up.
As long as you need to.
Yeah, save up.
Yeah,
that's
look,
true.
At this point, you need to take anything that comes your way.
Yeah, I'm going to hit up my friend and see if, because he knows the owner of like a bunch of nightclubs out here, and he said that he'd set up a meeting for me, but he's like, he wants to meet at the club. I'm like, how do you meet someone in the club?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't he want to meet me outside of the club? Like, right. How's he even going to hear me?
Doesn't well, make maybe it. He has an office there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
I'm sure. He's not going to talk to you with other people around.
I don't know. LA's so weird, he might.
Yeah, right.
They're having a party next door.
Yeah, they're having fun. Good. Mm-hmm. Good for them. This is an interesting announcement. You probably don't know who Bridget Nielsen is, right?
No.
She was like married to Sylvester Stallone. I think she was his first wife.
Oh.
She's very tall, blonde,
yeah.
Swedish, whatever. And so they're saying she just announced she's pregnant at 54. No, I'm
that's
asking
crazy.
You. That's fucking crazy. And I think her husband is much, or the father, whoever is in the picture, looks a lot younger than she is.
That's a risky age to have children. And it really it's old. Is, like, huh? When the kid's 20, she's going to be 74.
Yeah.
Or 75, depending on when the baby is born.
Yeah, she's the mother of 4 adult sons.
Oh, so she has kids already.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is her 5th kid.
Yeah.
That's wild. 5 kids.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd have a baby that late in the game.
No, no, but my God.
Can you imagine? Well, I mean, her eggs must still be working now.
It looks so weird seeing an older woman pregnant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but more power to her. What can I tell you, you
mm-hmm.
know? She married this guy who is now 39.
And she's 54.
She's 54 now. She married him in 2006. That means 12 years ago. He was 27. He was 27 when she married him.
Is she rich?
So yeah. So they have a 15-year difference in age.
And this is their first kid together.
Yeah.
And that's probably why she's having a kid. He probably wants a kid.
Yeah.
I feel that. I feel him on that. And he's only going to get one probably because he's not going to get 2 out of her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're happy.
He's going to have to raise the kids, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's wild.
Yeah. But they're saying Janet Jackson, I guess, had a son at the age of 50.
Yeah, she had a son later on in life, too.
Yeah. Hey, you know, if they can handle it, be my guest. Like I said before, I wouldn't mind having a kid right now, you know, but it's too late. It's too late.
I wouldn't mind having a kid right now either.
I love little kids, you know. They're the best.
Mm-hmm. So
she's pregnant at 54. What else? What else could we talk about today?
I don't know. My mind was just like blank for a second. That's why I was just so quiet. I was like, yeah. You know when you're just having like a blank thought?
Right. Yeah, well, they're talking obviously about Roseanne, but now there's another one. That
story's dead.
Yeah, but there's another one that made statements about Ivanka. Did you hear about that? Calling her a fucking cunt or something.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No, that's not cool. So now they're saying, you know, why is there like a double standard here? You know?
Like a woman or a man called her that? Either way, it's disgusting.
No,
it's
a woman
even
called her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awful. That's like the most degrading word you can call somebody.
I know.
Mm-mm. This world. I don't know what it's coming down to.
Yeah. I don't know. It was like they had the article here. Now I can't find it. Where they're, you know, where they actually quoted what she was saying. I don't remember, but it was something like if in Kant or something. I don't know what it was, but it was pretty terrible. So people are saying, why is that okay? And, you know, and Roseanne's not okay. But Roseanne also tweeted that she actually begged ABC not to end her show, not to end her show.
She must be, like, going through it right now.
I'm telling you. I mean, she's, like, she fucking fucked up everything.
Yeah, she definitely, like, and that'll teach people. Like, when you're in the spotlight, you really got, even if you have a thought, even if you're thinking something, you really right. got to, like, filter yourself, especially when you got that type of job on the
Twitter,
line.
Twitter, you know, of all places. What the fuck?
Yeah, she definitely messed up, for sure.
She messed up, because now... If whenever you think Roseanne, that's what we're gonna think about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean,
just
it's
like
terrible.
Now, Bill Cosby. Now all Bill we think Cosby. About is like how he was a rapist,
right? And Kevin Spacey.
Oh my God! You know? Yes,
right.
His career is done too.
His career is done, and that's what I'm saying. But let's say Kevin Spacey, it was something. Let's say that he had done maybe before he was famous.
I loved him as an actor
right?
too,
and all that stuff and whatever. We just didn't know, but here you have. You have someone who could have decided not to tweet it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
And she knew what the consequences would be, but and there's no chance she's not going to get caught.
Yeah.
She's putting it out there. So she needs to understand that she really, really fucked up. Ambien or not, I don't give a shit what she was on. You don't tweet when you're on drugs, period.
No. You go to sleep. That's a sleeping pill, bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry to break it to you.
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with people?
I couldn't tell you, Sam. I really couldn't.
Yeah. So, did I tell you I got a new car?
Yep, I saw it today. I parked right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice.
It's nice, right?
I like black better than white.
You do?
Yeah. Like oh. for cars, just because white can get dirty so quickly. You need like
Not
a car.
Really, but black really? Does too. But... I've had black cars, I've had white cars, mm-hmm. I like both, you know? So it doesn't matter, but I got the same car as I did before, so I figured I need a different color.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I wanted white before because it felt clean, it felt, you know, like pure kind of.
Right.
But then you get another car that's the same model, you don't want to get the same color, then you'll feel you don't even have
yeah, a new car. Yeah, no, I know? Feel you on
as
that for
is,
sure.
As it is, the car's already very familiar. You
right.
know? But, and we men like variety.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure.
But I got the same car because I couldn't imagine driving anything else.
Yeah,
know?
Like so. I want, my next car I want to be a Jeep, but I think I want it in white with all black rims and red seats.
Really?
Yeah, it's like my dream. That's like whenever I get
red
my
seats
life together.
A white Jeep.
White Jeep.
Right, red seats.
But like the new Jeeps,
them?
Not yeah. like the, not that sporty, hideous Jurassic Park looking Jeeps.
Right.
I want like the new like. Grand Cherokee Jeeps.
Oh, those.
Oh my God, they are so beautiful.
Why do you like the Cherokee so much or the Grand Cherokee?
Yeah, my sister has the I don't know what year she has, but she has a Grand Cherokee, but the new ones, like the 2018 ones, look amazing.
I mean, I've seen it. It doesn't look that great.
I love it. And plus, at that point, I'm probably going to want to have kids relatively quickly, and Jeeps are safe cars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have like a good accident
rate. All cars
rate.
Are safe now.
No, they're not.
Yes.
Those Teslas... that are on autopilot, there's been like 7 crashes in
okay,
like a month.
Okay, but that's not what I'm talking about.
I'm pulling
about.
Up a picture of the Jeep.
Yeah, I'm not talking about self-driving cars. And there hasn't been that many accidents, you're wrong. There's only been a couple.
It's been like 4 or 5. That's a lot.
Yeah, but they're still testing them, you know.
No, it's not, it's not the people. Cherokee actually that I want. Or is it? No, this isn't it. Okay, 2019 Jeep.
I don't know.
I don't know what brand it is because they have like different brands.
Yeah. Different models of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but okay, Jeep.
No, the Grand Wagoneer. Oh, I'm really? Obsessed with it.
Grand Wagoneer.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't even seen it.
It's so nice.
But I don't know, Jeep would be not even my top 5.
Really?
Yeah.
I just like I couldn't get like a Mercedes or a BMW because their maintenance is so crazy.
No, not at all. Relax.
Yes, it is. An oil change is like $150. I'm like, suck my left titty.
But it's not just an oil change. And besides, you only do it once during your fucking, or twice during your lease. And yeah, I mean, look, you can get it done somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Jiffy Lube.
That's not it. And besides, BMW give you free service.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't even have to pay. But you're right. In Mercedes, it's expensive. But, you know, you're prepared for that when you get a Mercedes.
Yeah.
But I love it to death. And I got more miles now. I definitely recommend for people that get leased cars to not go with the 10,000 miles they give you. It gives you a lower payment. But then you're stuck at the end of the lease with over extra mile.
Yeah, I wonder if I went over mine. 10,000
is not enough unless you don't drive a lot. But in L.A., you need at least 12, preferably 15,000 a year, which is what I got.
Right.
Because I drive a lot.
And that's not really a lot.
No.
If you think about it.
It's not a lot.
Especially if you're like going to like Newport Beach or Laguna Beach, or you're going to San Francisco or San Diego. Like
right there,
that whole trip is like half your mileage.
I know. I went to Arizona. That was 1,000 miles, you know, or more.
And it's like, damn. I drove across the country. That was over 3,000.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely over my, whatever they gave me, I'm definitely over it. That's for sure.
Yeah. And you got yours for 5 years or 4 years?
My lease has been up. I just haven't traded it in because I need to get my life together first. I'm going to keep, because I'm over my car. I'm very much not in love with it anymore. I think it's ugly. Like, I don't get excited driving my car.
Well, it's old.
Yeah. It's a 2010.
Yeah.
It's 2018 now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, So I'm just waiting for me to get like a good job, have some money coming in, some like I'm not stressed. Right now I'm just like,
yeah. And then you can get yourself a car for $170 a month, you know, like if you get
Mine's only like $113.
Yeah, so
but it's like a 2010.
Right. So you're paying for a very old car.
Yeah, $113 a week, Sam.
Yeah. A week?
A week.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's what you told me.
Yeah.
So it's like you're renting it. What the fuck?
No, it's my lease.
Yeah, but it's like renting it almost.
Yeah. Basically, well, it's a lease. That's when you lease cars, it's like renting it.
Yeah, but you don't get such high payments on a car like yours. Come on.
I know.
So that's what I'm saying. You need to get yourself out of that. You can get into a brand new, like Honda Civic or something like that for less than $200 a month. You'd have a brand new car, you know, and but yeah, you need something stable. Otherwise, they won't even give you a loan.
No, yeah. So, I mean, back home, we've been going to the same dealership since my parents were like 20. Oh. So, like, they didn't even really check my credit for that.
Right, but they stuck you with the worst fucking deal.
That's exactly why it sucks. Yeah. So, like, they didn't check my credit. I didn't have to put any money down, but it's like, okay, but then I'm paying. I've already paid almost $30,000 on a car that's worth $13,000.
Right.
So.
Yeah. That's a bad deal.
You do the math.
Right. Well, you won't do that again.
No.
Because.
And plus, I'm going to, whenever I do trade in, give this lease back, I'm going to obviously get a car out here. Right. Not a Massachusetts car. Like, my license plates are still Mass, and my insurance is still technically my Massachusetts address.
Right.
But I don't know that I live here.
You might have a problem, though, if they find out you're here.
No, I mean, I told my insurance
if you need money.
Yeah.
From them, you know?
Yeah, so.
That's what I'm saying.
That's why I get nervous every time I drive.
So maybe you're just, paying for nothing.
Yeah, literally. So.
Yeah, you may
just need to get my life together so I can get my Jeep.
But I should recommend for those who buy cars or lease, when you go to get yourself a new car, find a broker. I mean, they'll charge you between $500 to $1,000 for the service, but you don't have to go to the dealer. You don't have to negotiate the deal. They'll get you the best fucking deal, and they bring the car to you when you're done. When the deal is signed. So I didn't have to do anything. Didn't have to leave my office.
Right.
Got myself a car. The guy did a tremendous job. I could have never gotten such a deal.
Right.
So you still have enough left over to pay him and still feel you got a good deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's very important because people don't understand that car dealers have a lot of discounts that they don't tell you about from the manufacturer. So they have other ways to make money, which means they can lower your payment if you really negotiate.
Yeah, right.
So I'm glad I took that path. And if anybody wants to know the broker that I got, who is amazing, drop me a note or something, you know. Well, Danny, I think that's just about it for today, for this week. We apologize for the guests not showing up. It's just the way that live radio works, you know. And it's not our fault, so don't come to us.
Yeah. And even if you did, guess who doesn't care? We don't.
Exactly. We can't possibly care.
No. It's Friday.
Yeah. All right, Danny, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Everybody, enjoy yourselves. We're going to have a beautiful
It's so nice out.
80 degrees weekend.
I know. It's amazing.
Right?
Yep.
So if you don't, you don't have that at home, I recommend you move here. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.